We're here with Helen LeFever. She's one of this year's Hall of Fame inductees. Helen, give us some of the things that you've been involved in over the years that brought you to this extremely well-deserved award.
Probably the sorority is where I started, and that was such a great group because you had a lot of fun, you did a lot of work, but you had a lot of fun at the same time. So we did a lot of different activities with that. I worked with Kathy Etzler, and we started the first community garage sales. So that was an interesting, still going on today. I joined the Fort Recovery Historical Society a long time ago and have continued with that for all the years. Did the one-of-a-kind auction, Kathy Kester's, and we started that. And then eventually you end up taking charge of stuff because it's your turn. So we did the one-of-a-kind auction for quite a few years. And, you know, love it. It's a lot of work, but it does a lot of good, so you do it.
You're kind of a strong part of trying to get our opera house put back together.
That's an exciting one. I'm so excited about that one. You can't find an opera house like that anywhere else around.
Well, again, congratulations, Helen. We appreciate all the things that you've done for Fort Recovery. And congratulations again on Hall of Fame. Extremely well-deserved. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you very much.
Yep. We've been talking with Helen LeFever, one of this year's Hall of Fame inductees.